安城县华人浸信会弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
愿平安、仁爱信心从父神还有我们主耶稣基督、归于你们
Peace and praise be with you
感谢主今天又有机会跟、你们一起敬拜我们复活的主
So I'm glad you have the opportunity to worship the resurrecting Lord
同时可以跟你们分享神的话语
Also sharing God's word.
与此同时也谢谢 James 弟兄帮我翻译。
不客气 ,Welcome.
Thank you, James. 让我们预备我们的心同感一灵来聆听神的话语。
Prepare our heart in unity to listen to our God's word.
蛮有智慧的所罗门王他在旧约圣经箴言十七章二十二节说我们一起念请。喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
English together, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
有人说，喜乐能够产生健康，能够提高标准。
Some said joy produces health, elevate standard.
促进计划，消灭厌倦。
Promotes planning, get rid of weariness.
加强我们的记忆，发扬动力。
Improve memory, develops motivation.
使人，在这个做工的时候能够得到成功。
Makes people successful in their endeavor.
无论你们同意或者不同意，喜乐跟我们每一个人的生活、家庭、工作、心灵息息相关。
So, agree or not, joy is with us in every aspect of our life, family, work, and job.
其实人生短短数十年，每一个人都希望能够在这个充满着风浪的人生，能够找到喜乐。
In our limited life, despite the storm, we all want to have search for joy and receive it.
能够过一个喜乐的人生
and enjoy a joyful life.
然而我们对喜乐必须有深入的认识还有了解
But you need to know and understand joy.
我们才能够实际来体验喜乐的真谛
So that we can experience the true meaning of joy.
其实什么是喜乐呢
What is joy?
首先我们看看这个世界给我们 joy 喜乐的定义
Let's see the definition the worst way
按照美国维士 Webster 的词典 joy 是幸福成功或好运或拥有自己想要的东西的前景所唤起的情感
The definition joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, successor good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires, possessing what's desired.
可以说，世上的 joy 或喜乐是这个感官上的满足。
So literally speaking, joy in the world or happiness is satisfied senses.
是一时满足的情感或者是情绪。
The emotion or mood temporarily.
是透过外在。的刺激，或者是释放内在紧张情绪而产生的情感。
Through external stimulation or internal release of tension.
今天有许多的人，他们把所谓喜乐建造在什么呢？建造在物质上。
So most people build their joy on materialism.
但是呢，著名美国的心理学家 Ed Diner 教授。他做了一些的研究，有关什么能够给人带来快乐。
A famous American psychology professor Diner has researched in what brings happiness.
然后呢，他发表，他说：“我发现物质对喜乐是有害的、有毒的，反而那些他们不看重物质的人，比那些拥有许多。”物质上东西的人更快乐。
Materialism is toxic for happiness. Even rich materialists aren't as happy as those who care less about getting and spending.
除了将喜乐建造在物质上之外，也有许多人把他们的喜乐建造在个人的成功上。
In addition to build happiness on materialism, most depends on personal success achievement.
在成就上
through their achievement, success.
在一份所谓稳定的工作上
steady job.
在名誉上
reputation.
在占有多少上
and a possession.
还有在还在别人对他自己对他们的看法上
and a view from others.
还有有些人把他们的喜乐放在 lottery 彩票六合彩上。
Well, depends on the lottery.
弟兄姐妹，我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你们认为谁会更加更有喜乐？一个刚刚中了说赢了300万的彩票 lotto 的人，或者是一个刚信主的人呢？
So who is more joyful, a one just won 3 million lottery or just accept Jesus Christ?
希望从你们的心底给我这个答案。
Answer me from your heart.
诚实。
So honesty.
有些人刚信主啊。心理学家的研究中，他们发现外在带来的刺激或者所谓的喜乐只不过能够维持2年的时间。
So external stimulation that brings joy is only lasts no longer than 2 years.
之后呢，他们那些的快乐感就被所谓打回原形，又回到他们2年前的层次。
So afterwards, it went back to a baseline.
所以一个人他中了彩票，不管他得到多少钱，几十万。
So it doesn't matter how much you won in the lottery, multi-millions.
1,000,000, 等等。
10 million.
开始的时候他会感觉非常的开心。
At the beginning, he's so elated.
但是呢，2年之后他会失去那种开心的程度。
But 2 years later, they don't feel more happier.
又回到2年前没有赢到那个彩票的层次。
Return to the state before they won the lottery.
好，让我们看看圣经所讲的喜乐 joy。
Let's refer Bible to see the biblical joy.
Baker 他的那个福音神学词典，他说joy 喜乐是比痛苦或快乐更深入人心的人生之乐。从圣经的角度来看，他不会受外在环境的限制或者约束喜乐是上帝的礼物，就像他所有其他内在的礼物一样，即使在极其困难的环境中也可以体验到喜乐。
According to evangelical dictionary theology, joy is a delight in life that runs deeper than pain or pleasure. From a biblical perspective, it is not limitedby nor tied solely to the external circumstance. Joy is a gift of God, and like all of his other inner gifts, it can be experienced, even in the midst of extreme difficult circumstances.
这样来说，圣经的喜乐跟我们平常所说的所谓乐趣、一时满足的情感或者情绪不一样。
Therefore, biblical joy differs from our view of fun.
使徒保罗他在监牢里面应该是毫无乐趣可言的，但是他十分非常的喜乐。
When Paul was in prison, there was no fun, yet he had joy with aplomb.
许多人他们这个玩得开心却没有喜乐。
Someone just feasting, but they don't have enjoy.
或许你会说一个人是否喜乐跟他的个性有关。
Sometimes whether you feel happy have something to do with your personality.
有些人的个性是十分的开朗，非常的活泼。
Some are extrovert.
非常懂得去带动气氛。
And it's the joy of the party.
所以有他在就不会觉得无聊。
So nobody will feel bored around him.
其实呢，喜乐的生命跟一个人的个性，个性是不没有关系的。
Actually, joy has nothing to do with one's personality.
一个比较这个沉默内向的人一样可以得到神所赐给他的喜乐。
Introvert can also receive the joy from God.
然后相反一个外在显得开心的人不一定他有真正的喜乐的人生。
On the other hand, extrovert may not enjoy the true joy in their life.
如果要得到一个喜乐的人生一个无论面对人生困难人生的风浪人人有喜乐的人生我们必须在下面四方面来下功夫。
To live a joyful life, regardless of the storm in life, we need to work on four aspects.
首先接受神的大爱。
First, receive the love of God.
让我们一起读出这个旧约圣经约伯记二十二章二十一节请。
你要认识神就得平安福
气
也
必
临到
你。
English together, submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
约伯记这本书这卷书目的是指出义人受苦的原因乃是因为神给他的试炼。
The purpose of the Book of Joy is pointing out the reason for righteous to suffer because it's the trial from God.
并提醒人在这个苦难的试炼中应该持守怎样的态度。
And the attitude during trials and tribulation.
所以这本书的主题是义人为何会受苦。
The reason for righteous to suffer.
本书描述撒旦企图要借着苦难来破坏约伯跟神的关系。
Satan persecuted Job, tried to sabotage his relationship with God.
但是约伯仍然信靠神，默默忍受痛苦。
But Job endured the suffer and still stayed with the Lord.
对于为什么会受苦这个问题，约伯记没有提供答案。
There's no answer in Book of Job why the righteous suffer.
然而圣经在创世纪第三章里面告诉我们
But let's see Genesis chapter 3
告诉我们说世界 有苦难的原因是因为人类犯罪
The suffering because men sin
所以呢与其苦其一生寻求这个答案问题的答案不如我们来到神的面前来寻求他认识他还有经历还有依靠他
That's why people toy in life but we need to come before God to rely on him to believe him to have faith in him
要认识神就得平安福气也必临到你
To know God you will have peace and blessing
这里认识这个动词在原文的文法是一个 imperative 是一个命令式
So there's a command in this verse
意思说你一定要认识神接受这位上帝那么平安跟福气就必临到你
Submit is imperative to God and be at peace with him In this way prosperity will come to you
好让我们再看另一节的经文
Let's refer to another verse
我们非常熟悉的经文，约翰福音第三章十六节。
So it's very popular, John 3:16.
我们一起念，请。
神爱世人，
甚
至将
他
的
独
生
子
赐给
他
们，
叫
一
切
信
他
的人不
至
灭
亡，
反
得
永
生。
John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这节经文是圣灵透过主耶稣基督的门徒约翰所写的。
So this verse was inspired by Holy Spirit to Apostle John.
要让我们知道上帝是何等的爱世上每一个人。
To let us know how God loves everyone in the world.
有一位专业的辅导员，他认为喜乐的原因是知道有人爱你。
A counselor mentioned the source, the origin of joy is that you know somebody loves you.
我十分认同他的看法。
I agreed with him 100%.
确实，如果一个人不觉得 被人重视，被人接纳，被人这个关心，就很难有喜乐。
No love, no acceptance, there's really can joy exist.
一个人如果感觉到他自己在别人的眼中毫无价值的话，不管发生什么好的事情，总会觉得没人会理会，就不能够喜乐。
If you feel nobody pay attention to you, then there's no way for you to feel joy.
有人会闹自杀，是因为感觉不到别人对他的爱。
People commit suicide because they don't feel love from others.
有一个中国人，他在加拿大多伦多自杀。
A Chinese commit suicide in Toronto.
死了。
So he succeeded.
令人，感觉到意外的是，他竟然是一个非常有学问的一个人。
Surprisingly, he was a learned man.
他拥有美国还有加拿大两个国家的博士学位。
So he had two PhD from US and Canada.
一个在 普渡大学的核物理，还有另外，多伦多大学的化工博士学位。
So he had nuclear physics from Purdue University and chemical engineering from University of Toronto.
所以他是个高级知识分子，别人称他为双博士。
Highly educated, double PhD.
其实，当他在美国 Purdue大学拿到他的物理博士学位之后，因为找不到工作，就回去中国。
So actually, after he received PhD from Purdue, he couldn't find a job. He returned to China.
后来他不打工博士。
So he and his family emigrated to Canada, couldn't find a job. That's why he went to UT to got another, to get another PhD.
但是毕业之后，仍然找不到他理想的工作。
But still, he couldn't find an ideal job after graduation.
结果在这个压力底下，在这个忧郁当中，
Under the pressure, he developed depression.
在心里觉得没有人爱他，没有人欣赏他。
He feel no love, nobody appreciate him.
虽然他拥有两个博士学位，
Despite double PhD.
觉得在别人眼中没有价值的情况底下，
He felt nobody valued him.
So 一个人就开车在多伦多的一个高速公路。
So he drove in Toronto on the freeway.
然后把车停了，就从那个高速公路的天桥跳下来，死了。
He stopped the car, jumped from the overpass, and died.
他的太太，他非常的伤心。
His wife was so sad.
被访问的时候还说了一句十分令人伤感的话。
And he said a very sad word during the interview.
他说，想不到在中国大陆拿到移民许可证，竟然变为成为他的死亡证。
So it's so difficult to get the immigration permit from China and turn into his death certificate.
其实基督徒最能够体会那种的被爱的感觉感受。
As a Christian can feel being loved all the time.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他已经把万物丰丰富富的赐给我们享受。
He provides everything for us to enjoy.
甚至将他的独生儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Even given his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣为我们走了一条牺牲的道路。
And sacrificed his life.
他被挂在十字架上，受尽痛苦，还有羞辱。
Died on the cross, suffer shame and pain.
甚至他为我们舍命，叫我们接受他的爱的人，相信他的人得到永生。
Gave up his life so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life.
罗马书第八章三十二节。
So Romans chapter 8:32.
我们一起念，请
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？ English together. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
想想看，神所能为我们做的都已经做了，甚至为我们舍命，连生命都付出，还有什么他不愿意给我们呢？
Think about it. God has done everything for you, even gave up his life for us. What else will he not willing to give?
神的每一个，他神每一个作为都是为了我们的好处。
So every action is for our good.
被爱的经验是喜乐的根源。
To be loved is the origin of joy.
所以我们需要常常思念默想主的爱。
So we need to meditate God's love all the time.
求圣灵将神的爱浇灌下来，这是喜乐的秘诀。
So may God continue to supply his love. That's the secret of joy.
Brennan Manning 他写了一本书叫 The Wisdom of Tenderness， 我把它翻译成为温柔的智慧。
So there's a book called Wisdom of Tenderness。
在书里面Brennan Manning 他讲了一个故事。
So there's a story about a person。
他说有一个人叫 Edward Farrell， 他住在 Detroit。
So there's a man Edward Farrell of Detroit。
有一次呢，他拿了两个星期的假期去爱尔兰Ireland 庆祝他最喜欢的舅舅 Uncle Simmons。
So took his 2 weeks vacation to Ireland to celebrate his favorite uncle's 80th birthday。
对，庆祝他的80岁的生日。那么在他舅舅的大日子那个早晨，Edward Farrell 他跟他的舅舅在那个所谓黎明太阳还没有出来之前就起床，就跟他舅舅到他们附近的湖，在湖边散步。
On the morning of the great day, Ed and his uncle got up before dawn and went for a walk along the shore of the lake.
就在太阳开始这个升起来的时候，他的舅舅转过身来，他直直的盯着那个慢慢升起的那个太阳。
Before the sun rose, he turned around and faced his sight to the rising sun.
然后 Edward Farrell 就站在他的旁边，就结果站了二十分钟。
So Ed Farrell stood behind his uncle for about 20 minutes.
他的舅舅一句话都没有说。
In silence.
然后呢，年迈的舅舅开始呢，沿着这个湖边跳跃哦，边走边跳。
And his senile uncle could walk and jump along the lake.
他脸上充满着灿烂的笑容。
So his face radiating in laughter.
Edward Farrell 追上他来，就是问他 Uncle Simmons， 你看起来非常的开心，要不要告诉我为什么？
He called up to his uncle and asked him, "You look so happy. Can you tell me why?"
他的舅舅的眼里面含着这个泪水，回答说。
So with tears in his uncle's eye, he replied,
小伙子，你知道吗？天父他爱我。
Young man, do you know God loves me?
Father is fond of me. 天父他何等的爱我。
How he loves me.
喜乐在于接受神的大爱，因为他是万福的源头。
Joy resides in accepting the great love from God, since God is the origin of all blessing.
要得到一个喜乐的人生，第二，我们需要靠主常常喜乐。
To see a joyful life, we need to rejoice in the Lord.
我们看腓立比书第四章第四节，我们一起念，请。
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。English together, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
腓立比书是使徒保罗在主后那个61年写给这个欧洲建立的第一个教会腓立比的信。
Philippians is the epistle Paul wrote in 60 AD to the first church he has established in Europe in Philippi.
这也是四卷这个监狱书信中的其中的一卷。
One of the four epistles from prison.
这一封是喜乐的书信，书中喜乐一词出现了16次。
It is a letter of joy. Joy appears 16 times.
强调喜乐合一跟信心的生活。
To emphasize a life in joy, unity, and faith.
保罗说常常喜乐，意思说在实践上是这个持续的、不断的发生的那种的喜乐。
Rejoicing the Lord always means continuously, all the time.
靠主的意思说不靠自己就是那么简单。不靠自己。
In the Lord, not relying on yourself.
换句话说，要承认自己有所不能。
There's a limit in ourselves.
我们就算这个多么能干的，都只不过是个人而已。
No matter how able we are only human being.
我们必须要诚实的面对一个事实，就是人生是艰难的。
Be honest that life is tough.
真的有时候很多许多不公平的事情会发生。
Life is not always fair.
如果在这个崎岖的人生的道路，如果没有耶稣基督的陪伴、鼓励还有帮助。
On this circuitous life without the help of Jesus.
那么我们不但不能够享受人生，恐怕也无法忍受人生。
Not only we cannot enjoy, we probably could not endure.
按照我们天然的本性，当我们遇见困难的时候，遇到这个打击的时候，
According to our nature, once we encounter difficulty,
当我们会忧虑，
or we will worry,
我们会担心，
and and a burden in your mind.
我们有时候也会埋怨
and complain.
我们没有力量，没有能力来面对这个困难
cannot overcome.
但感谢主，他乐意帮助我们
Thanks the Lord, He always willing to help.
靠着主，我们能够把忧伤变成喜乐
So rejoice in the Lord, then we can overcome.
但是我们的毛病是什么呢？我们的毛病不是在于不懂得祷告。
The problem is that even though we know how to pray,
俗语说穷则乎天，天啊！
So you ask God, God.
这是人生的本性。
So it's human nature.
我们在困难的时候懂得乎天，懂得祷告。
So during difficulty, we cry out to the Lord.
但是我们不懂得要信靠。
But we don't know about relying on Him.
靠主，其实呢是完完全全的相信主，凡事就交托给主。
In the Lord, give your burden to Him in everything.
彼得前书第五章第七节，我们一起念，请。
要
将一切忧虑
献
给神，因为
他
顾
念
我们。
So English together, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you.
将一切的忧虑卸给神。
So cast all your burden onto the Lord.
这个并不是叫我们这个所谓无忧无虑，每一天都去度假去了。
It doesn't mean a holiday every day, no worry or concerns.
信靠神是相信他必定看顾。
Because just relying on Him, He will provide.
但同时间要尽我们的本分。做好我们做基督徒应该做的事情。
But we still need to be a good steward to do our jobs.
有一位我认识的牧师许道宏牧师。
The Reverend Who?
他在1976年在香港投身在这个 education 教育工作。
He devoted his life to education since 76.
有十多年来，他跟学生他们所谓亦师亦友啊，所谓这个桃李满门。
For over 10 years, he had treated students as friends and taught pupils all over the world.
然后在1994年，他甘愿放下他稳定的事业还有生活，要到这个加拿大去读神学。
In 1994, he left his career and steady livelihood to attend seminary in Canada.
在1997年，他毕业之后在当地来牧会。
So in 1997, after graduation, he pastored a local church.
所以这个也做得非常好，所谓果子累累，教会兴旺。
And bore many fruits in a thriving church.
但是到了2000年，这位全心侍主、侍奉主的这位这个温文敦厚的好牧人，竟然患上了 Parkinson's， 患上这个帕金森氏症。
Yet this humble servant shepherd came down with Parkinson's disease in 2000.
然后好不容易过了几年，总算适应了这个所谓手脚这个失控这个躯体。
It took him a while to get used to the uncontrollable tremor and rigidity.
岂料在这个2004年，他又得到肝癌。
It never rings but poor that he was diagnosed with liver cancer in 2004.
在2008年，许道宏牧师被我们邀请到那个湾区，我那个时候人在 San Jose， 到湾区 San Jose， 我以前牧会的这个教会来。开一个布道会。
So in 2008, he came to Bay Area, the church I pastor, for an evangelical meeting.
我记得那个星期五晚上，在聚会之前，他的这个躯体这个摇摇摆摆。
So I remember he was trembling, moving.
但是呢，感谢主，他讲话仍然非常的清楚，而且呢，他充满着喜乐。
But his speech was clear and full of joy.
感谢主，讲完道之后呢，我就跟他交谈的时候。
So I shared some words with him after his talk.
他就告诉我，他说我的身体呢会随时的 frozen， 会随时的僵硬起来。
So he said my body can show rigidity any moment.
结果真的过了一阵子。他整个人这个僵硬起来。
So instantaneously he locked up.
但他还是可以讲话，他的笑眯眯的对我说：“牧师，请你帮我扶我坐下来。”
So he's still in good spirit and smiled and asked me to help him sit.
许道宏牧师在2011年在温哥华被主接去。
He went to be with the Lord in 2011 in Vancouver.
许牧师他生前写了一本见证集，冰封下的暖流。
He wrote a collection of testimonials, A Hot Stream Under the Frozen Man.
让还没有信主的朋友有机会被感动。
Hopefully he can touch the non-believer.
也希望鼓励那些活在疾病当中的那些朋友或者弟兄姐妹。
So encourage brother and sister suffer from some kind of diseases.
更希望安慰那些要照顾家里面长期这个病患者的那些的家人。
And also comfort the caregiver for those people suffer from diseases.
许道宏牧师虽然他得到这个帕金森氏症，后来又得到这个肝癌，但是这些可怕的这个病症不能够夺去他的喜乐，因为他倚靠主。
Despite his Parkinsonism and hepatoma, he still rejoiced because of relying on the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，喜乐是在于倚靠主。
So we need to rely in the Lord to rejoice.
要得到一个喜乐的人生，第三方面，我们必须要接受主的安排。
Certainly, to accept the arrangement of God.
让我们看这个罗马书第八章第28节，我们一起念起。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他旨意被召的人。English together, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
心理学家认为一个人会喜乐是因为他所拥有的一切是有价值的。
Psychologists think people rejoice because we possess something valuable.
这些包括他的学问，
about his education,
包括他的家庭，
family,
包括人与人之间的关系，
personal relationship,
也包括物质等等，
and also materialistic things.
但是如果在你的生命中找不到有价值的东西的话，你就不能有喜乐。
If you can't find anything value in your life, then you cannot rejoice.
基督徒在这方面，我们真的有这个理由喜乐。
So Christians really have reason to rejoice.
我们看腓立比书第三章第八节，一起读，请。
我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣为至宝。English together, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
保罗的意思说，主耶稣基督对我来讲是最有价值的。
Paul meant Lord Jesus Christ was his most precious.
保罗顺服神的带领。
So he obeyed, submit to the Lord.
他珍惜神给他的每一个环境下所发生的事情。
He cherished all the circumstances.
保罗因为传福音被关在这个监牢里面。
So he was prisoned.
他身为使徒，不能够实现所领受的使命，可能会产生这个挫败感。
So he may feel frustrated because he cannot go out and spread the gospel.
甚至在这个监牢里面，可能会经历别人对他的不怀好意。
So even suffer malice in the prison.
但保罗他相信神使这个万事互相效力，叫他得到益处。
However, he believed all things work out for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose.
基督徒如何将这个忧伤化为喜乐呢？
So how can we turn sorrow into joy?
我们既然知道神爱我们，他总是为我们的益处着想。
So as long as we know that God loves him and he do everything to love us.
因为神未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
So God will leave nothing for everything for the righteous.
所以我们相信这个环境机遇无论是好或者是坏都是我们慈爱的天父的安排。
So regardless all the circumstances are all from God.
他的安排要使我们得到益处。
For our own good.
要装备我们。
Equip us.
使我们将来得到荣耀。
So that we can receive glory for him.
我们应该好像保罗在腓立比书第四章十一节说，无论在什么的情况都可以知足。
As in Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
基督徒无论何时何地遇见何事，都能接纳并且满足。
Christians should be content whatever the circumstances.
在主里面知足常乐。
So to rejoice in what you have.
接受主的安排，其实意思说，我们对主，我们要顺服。
We accept the arrangement of God to obey Him.
有一首许多基督徒熟悉的诗歌是那个 H.B. Spafford 斯比弗所写的。
There's a familiar hymn written by H.G. Spafford.
就是我心灵得安宁。
It is well with my soul.
你们知道他在什么的情况底下写这首诗呢？
Do you know under what circumstance did he compose?
H.B. Spafford 他出生于纽约。
So he was born in New York.
因为他这个住在那个 Chicago 芝加哥。
He lived in Chicago.
他的职业是当地一位著名的律师。
So he's a famous attorney.
他也是一位虔诚的基督徒。
Also devout Christian.
他在一间的长老会教会里面侍奉。
So he served in a Presbyterian church.
即使我心灵得安宁，是他在经历他四个女儿被淹死在海里之后所写的。
So it is well with my soul was written after four of his daughter drowned.
在1873年11月。
1873 in November.
H. Spafford原本他有跟他妻子还有他四位女儿一起坐一艘豪华的客轮从这个Newfoundland从那个纽芬兰岛到法国去。
Originally, he was to travel with his wife and daughters from Newfoundland to France.
但因为他工作上的需求不能够马上跟他的家人一起坐船去法国。
So he was tied up with work, so he couldn't go with them to France.
等到处理完他的工作，才能够再搭下一班船去欧洲跟他们这个会合。
He was to take another ship after work is done to join with them.
不幸，他的妻子跟四个女儿，他们坐的船在那个大西洋这个航撞快速的下沉。
And rapidly sunken in 12 minutes.
导致226人死亡。
267 perished.
也包括 H. Spafford 四个女儿。
Including four of his daughters.
Spafford 的妻子，她经过这个所谓汹涌的海水中漂浮几个钟头之后获救。
His wife survived and was rescued.
她的妻子后来在 Wales 这个英国的威尔斯给 Spafford 发了电报
，Send him a telegram from Wales, England。
只有电报里面只有两个英文字
，Only two words。
Saved alone。
只有我活下来。
只有我生还。对，收到妻子来的电报后当然 Spafford 他心如刀割。
So a telegram from his wife cut deep to his heart.
立即的搭乘另外最近一班的船要前往英伦。
He went on the next available ship to England.
当船这个行驶到这个 H. Spafford 四个女儿遇难的地点的时候。
When the ship came near the place of the sunken vessel.
那一位刚失去四个女儿的父亲。他就写下这个 It is well with my soul.
And he composed a hymn on the spot.
让我们一起唱一下。
Let's sing together.
姐妹们
，Dear brother and sister，
你们可以想象那时候 H.B. Spafford 会有那什么的心情
？Can you imagine how he felt？
痛心、哀伤
，Sorrow to the bone，
沮丧、愤怒
，Depressed anger。
命运对他来讲实在过于这个残酷。
So fate is not fair。
作为基督徒，他甚至可以对上帝啊呼喊：“主啊，你是那么爱我的，为什么让我经受那么多的苦难呢
？”He could have cried out to the Lord, "Why me suffer?"
感谢主 ，H. Spafford 他顺从主。
Luckily, he obeyed the Lord.
他接受主的安排。
He accepted the arrangement.
后来 ，H. Spafford 他见到这个 D.L. Moody 啊，穆迪的时候。
So when he met D.L. Moody,
他就对穆迪说 ，"It is well, the will of God be done. 一切都好，愿主的旨意成就。
"He said, "It is well. May God's will be done."
H. B. Spafford 他就说，我心灵得安宁。带给无数的人在苦难中有平安有安慰
This hymn has brought many people peace in suffering
确实我们晓得万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得到益处就是按他旨意被造的人
We know all things work out for those who love him who are called according to his purpose
箴言我们应该现在非常熟悉会背的那一节箴言十七章二十二节我们起念请
喜乐的心乃是良药
忧伤的灵
使骨枯干 English A cheerful heart is good medicine but a crushed spirit dries up the bone
喜乐的心是从满足现状而来
Joyful heart is from contentment
也就是说对神所给你的环境神给你允许你经历的那些遭遇感到满意
It is satisfied in God's provision in all circumstances
而且会因着神给你的这些所谓逆境也献上你的感恩
And you also give thanks
弟兄姐妹们喜乐在于接受主的安排顺服他的旨意
Joy is to accept God's arrangements and obey His will
再看最后的这个要得到一个喜乐的人生第四方面要过一个付出的人生
Lastly, live a life of giving
我们看这个马可福音第十章四十五节是耶稣的门徒彼得的属灵儿子马可所写的
The book of Mark is written by a spiritual son of Peter, Mark.
我们一起念，请。
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。English together, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
从马可福音的信息内容看。借准的福音书是向外邦人那些非犹太人而发的
So book of Mark is to the Gentile
特别是以这个罗马人为对象
Especially the Romans
马可写这个主要的目的是要对罗马的信徒说明耶稣是降卑的神子
So the theme of the book, Jesus is a humble servant.
书中一开始就指明神耶稣是神的儿子。
So Jesus is the Son of God.
而且在这个卷书里面一再重复。
And repeat the same thing over and over again.
但是呢，马可不但强调耶稣是神的儿子，更强调他是降卑成为世人的仆人。
Not just son of God, but also servant to serve the man.
所以耶稣是仆人，是马可福音的主题。
So the theme of the book of Mark, Jesus is the servant.
耶稣的人生是一个服侍，还有一个付出的人生，值得配得我们效法的。
So Jesus gave his life to serve. We should model after him.
身为我们身为父母的人都知道，付出是喜乐的来源。
So as parents, we know when we give to our kids, it's our joy.
父母为了给儿女美好的生活，这个不计较的付出，付上了许多的代价。
So parents give everything for their children.
当儿女他们快乐的时候，父母亲也会跟他们一起同乐。
So when children enjoy, the parents rejoice.
主耶稣基督他一生是喜乐的。
So Jesus' life is a joyful life.
甚至当他被人这个蔑视，被人这个排挤的时候，仍然有喜乐。
Even though he was despised, and he also still rejoiced.
因为主耶稣来，他来这个世上，不是要受人的服侍，乃是他要服侍人。
He came not to be served, but to serve.
付出值得，付出的就有喜乐。
So when you give, you rejoice.
主耶稣差遣我们为他做见证，就是把最值得付出的，又是世人最需要的福音，跟他们分享。
So Jesus sent us to serve others, especially to share the gospel.
美国有一位已故的也是著名的精神病的医生 Carl Menninger.
So a famous psychiatrist Carl Menninger.
他说付出对于精神上的健康是非常重要。一个慷慨付出的人少有精神病。
Giving is an important criteria for mental health. Generous people are rarely mentally ill.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brother and sister
如果你不想有这个精神病的话你需要慷慨付出
So if you don't want to be mentally ill, be generous
多一些的付出比如要请教会里面的领袖们去饮茶
So treat the leaders of the church
因为他们在主里为教会辛劳
Because they work for the church and serve the church. Especially during this period without pastor. So you should treat them regularly. No, it's okay.
I have to really take him out for dinner, James. 当然还有我们敬拜小组的 Vivian 啊 ，David 啊，今天那个燕花
，and the praise team，
还有维静，还有 Paul， 还有慧慧
，and and the chairman and 维 and 慧慧，
还有你们的老师们
，and Sunday school teachers，
也当然也不要忘记后面做 AV 那个影音的童工们等等。
Or the technology team, tech team.
当然还是做招待的也很重要。
Usher also very important.
还有对了，这个我没办法，这个把你们所有的同工的名字一的列出来。
Well, there are too many to individually acknowledge.
但是你们都知道，你们都知道谁。
But you know what I mean.
对了，还有你们的顾问牧师。也是这个呈现美南基金会会长 Dr. Mike Proud.
Also, Dr. Proud helped us a lot.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brother and sister,
我们要学校耶稣基督的服事还有付出的人生。
So we need to model his life of serving and giving up his life.
我们要将主的爱还有主里面的喜乐我们送出去。
And we should give God's love and joy to others.
让别人能够享受到主的恩典主的大爱
so that they can enjoy the grace of love
主的喜乐
and his abundant joy
如果我们把时间精力金钱投资在传福音的事上我们就不会虚度此生
so we will live abundant life spending our time and money to spread the gospel
对基督徒来说再没有比这个传福音更有价值的事了。
So there's nothing more valuable than spreading the gospel.
要表达我们对人、对神的爱，要、享受喜乐的生命，那么我们就多一些跟别人、分享福音吧。
Express God's love and enjoy the grace. Let's share the gospel.
喜乐在于付出。
So joy in giving.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们、朋友们。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
要拥有一个 真正喜乐的人生，一个无论在任何环境底下都有喜乐的人生。
To live a joyful life despite all the circumstances,
你首先要接受上帝透过主耶稣基督的大爱。
So receive His love.
之后呢，又完全的信靠他。
Rely on Him.
而且要甘心乐意地接受主的安排
，accept His arrangement，
还有过一个、有付出的人生
，and live a life of giving。
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
我盼望你愿意。
I hope you will。
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、朋友们
，Dear Heavenly Fathers,、Dear Brother and Sister，
相信我们每一个人都希望有一个喜乐的人生。
We all want to live a joyful life.
一个无论在任何环境、情况、时间都有喜乐的人生。
Despite all the circumstances, we want to rejoice.
其实我们在天上的父，这位创造天地万物的主，都盼望我们每一个人都能够得到他的喜乐。
The Heavenly Father created everything for us to enjoy.
但是你必须首先要跟这位慈爱的上帝建立关系。
But we need to have a relationship with God.
如果你发现原来你没有拥有真正的喜乐的时候，
When you discover you don't really have joy,
那就让你现在来到上帝的施恩宝座前，
Come to his throne of grace,
向他祈求，
And ask him,
接受神透过耶稣基督给你的大爱
，accept His love through Jesus Christ，
去完全的信靠我们的主，我们的主来过活
，rely on Him in everything，
去甘心乐意去接受主的安排
，to gladly accept His arrangement，
还有愿意去过一个付出的人生
，and live a life of giving，
好叫你能够真正。得到一个喜乐的人生
So that I really live a life of joy
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father
求你悦纳我们在你面前的祷告
May our prayer be pleasing to you
赐给我们在你里面有真正的、人生的喜乐
Give us the real joy through you
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen